Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. We got a giant show for you today. We'll be joined in studio by Leonarda Joni in the very first hour. We'll be starting off with her just as soon as we do the Daily Dispatch. She'll be joining me here, and I'm sure we'll get into all sorts of topics. I have some questions for her. I was watching the last hour and compiling topics. I think she'll have some incisive views about. Obviously, the war in Iran is going to dominate our coverage today, and it's going to be a lot of the same as it's been for the last 12 days. Total chaos from the administration, total directionlessness in terms of our war aims, and how long are we going to let this go on, I guess, is the question of the day. But we'll begin today's broadcast, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Wednesday, the 11th of March, 2026. Trump tells Axios there's, quote, practically nothing left to target in Iran. President Trump told Axios in a brief phone interview Wednesday that the war with Iran will end soon because there's practically nothing left to target. Are you sure? I mean, there are so many elementary schools and children left to kill. What do you mean there's nothing left to target? There are so many hospitals and schools in Iran still to go. Don't give up, Trump. Little this and that, anytime I want it to end, it will end, Trump said during a five-minute call. Is it that the case, though? I don't know if that's the case, actually. I think it's actually not the case. I think, actually, Trump is incapable of ending the fire that he started. That's entirely up to Iran, and it's entirely in Iran's interest to keep the war going until they're in a position to feel safe once again in their homelands. Meanwhile, Iran tells the world to get ready for oil at $200 a barrel as it fires on merchant ships. Iran said the world should be ready for oil at $200 a barrel as its forces hit merchant ships on Wednesday, and the International Energy Agency recommended a massive release of strategic reserves to dampen one of the worst oil shocks since the 1970s. And yes, three more vehicles were hit by projectiles in the Strait of Hormuz, showing merchant ships remain in the firing line. Three more vessels have been hit by unknown projectiles in the Strait of Hormuz, maritime security and risk firms said on Wednesday, bringing the number of ships stuck in the region since the Iran conflict began to at least 14. Shipping along the narrow strait has come to a near standstill since the United States and Iran and Israel began strikes on Iran on February 28th, preventing exports of around a fifth of the world's oil supply. And again, I hear people like, they can't stop the Strait of Hormuz because we destroyed their navy. It's like, you don't need a navy to fire on ships, especially with drones. It's just, they can shut down the Strait of Hormuz if they want. It would require a landing operation, which I know Alex has gotten into recently. Again, we brought up similar attempts in World War One. Gallipoli was one. I've talked about the Dardanelles when it comes to Winston Churchill and the willingness to waste old ships and the danger that poses with old aircraft carriers like the Gerald Ford in the area. Meanwhile, as police move in, the dark secrets of Epstein's Zorro Ranch could soon be unearthed. Zorro Ranch, the high desert in the high desert south of the state capital Santa Fe in New Mexico, has remained a particular blind spot for not only the insatiable media coverage of Epstein and his crimes, but in the investigation by law enforcement, too. But that's about to change. On Monday, police swept into the 8,000-acre property and started a search, which could continue into tomorrow. So hopefully they'll find some evidence of the many crimes that were admitted to in the emails, including rumors, statements made about bodies at Zorro Ranch. Which, of course, there's no statute of limitations for murder, and you can always find old bones. Finally, FBI warns Iran aspired to attack California with drones in retaliation for war, which I don't believe. Sorry, all I've read is the first sentence, but I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think so. I don't buy this, but let's see. FBI warns Iran aspired to attack California with drones in retaliation for war. I mean, I guess you can't say that they're wrong. We don't know. We don't know what Iran aspires to do. Did they actually plan to do this? I don't think so. Where were they be firing these drones from to hit California? We're not entirely sure. And would that be the type of thing Iran would do? Absolutely not, obviously.
I'm not an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and an analyst and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm joined in studio by the one and only Leonardo Joni. And crew didn't give me a sheet for you, so I don't even know where do people find you. Where do people find you?
You tell them. You can go to my website, leonardoisfunny.com. And then on Twitter, Leonardo is fun E. And on YouTube, Leonardo is funny. I brought a gift for your wife, Harrison.
Excellent.
Because your wife's hot.
You better believe it.
And I'm on a mission to stop the fatties. So this says, too hot to be a feminist. This is my new shirt.
Available only in smalls. Available, actually,
for the former feminists, I do have XL.
And so, I can wear this, right? This isn't
actually,
a gendered t-shirt.
I've got men's sizes, too. And if you're a single guy, it's a good shirt to wear to let the fatties know you're not interested.
I bet that would work.
It does, actually.
Have you had people wear it out?
I was wearing this all fatties. I'm like, can't argue.
I know that works. Do you think it'd work for men? I bet if a man wore this shirt around, he'd get a lot of attention.
Actually, yeah, because you're signaling to women that you don't care about their opinion, and that is like catnip for us.
It's true.
We're like, somebody who's going to disrespect me?
Yeah, women are crazy.
Yes!
You got to play into that.
It's not that. It's like we need to know that you're not going to be a victim of our manipulations, because if I can manipulate you, then so can the Jews. You know what I mean?
That's so true. We need more people with this mindset in the world. What is your take on Iran? I mean, it's like we're all on the same page, right?
Come on, guys. Come on.
You're not being paid by Israel, so you have the same opinion as everybody else.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm being paid by Qatar.
Good.
Who, by the way, is joining our anti-Iran campaign, apparently.
Right? Oh, well.
So I don't think that...
You want me to cash those checks quick. I don't know how long those funds will
listen,
be in the bank.
When somebody sends me a check, I cash it right away.
You
I expect them to go down like
with
Enron.
With Qatar, yeah. Well, just everything is like beyond insane. I don't even know how to like do my job anymore, because everything just seems obvious. It's like they're telling us this, it's a lie. Like, what more do you want from me? It's all so obvious how BS everything is.
I think people need to pull their consent just on a conscious level. Pull your consent and return to God. That's it. That's our only hope. We're here because we abandoned God. That's the reality. Okay. And I'm just as guilty of this as anybody else. So I'm not over here like preaching from the pulpit. I honestly think that if we had a strong and abiding faith in Jesus Christ, we would have a different outcome in so many of these areas.
Yeah.
But, and I'm not talking about the evangelical, I love the Lord and the Lord wants me to bomb these kids in Iran. That's not what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
Okay?
I think you could have a future in that.
Thank you. I know.
It's easy.
Paula White. I want everybody to give me their money right now. I honestly think that if people humble themselves, pray, and listen, if you don't, you don't believe, ask God to help you believe. It literally works like that. Like, you literally go, I don't believe. Please help me. Help me to know the truth. You don't even have to ask to believe, because maybe like you're like, maybe it's not true. Ask God to help you know the truth. He's going to help. Yeah. He's waiting.
So how do we assert Christianity in this world that is like by force? There's a false dichotomy of you're either with the Muslims or with the Jews. It's like Christians need to step into the gap and like really force our supremacy on the rest of them. How do we do that?
You know, what's interesting is that I think the way of Christianity is like the way of water.
Mm.
You know, it does not go by force. It is just undeniable when you are in it.
Mm.
You carry it. It's undeniable when you know it, you know? So if it's not in your own life, what are you going to do? People can smell it off you. Oh, you're one of these.
Mm.
You're faking it. We don't need any more of that. But you bring it into your own life, and the best that you can, because we're all struggling. We always struggle, you know? Like, sometimes I feel like, yeah, this is real. And then I'm like, this is a fake story. And they're using it to deracinate us, you know? But it doesn't matter. You just keep walking. You keep marching forward. But if you have to be in the actual faith, and I really suggest that people get away from those Scofield Bibles. Get away from, first of all, if your church has a Starbucks, what are we doing, folks? What are we doing?
There's a checklist. If there's a Starbucks, a rainbow, anything like that, anything about togetherness and acceptance, just get out while you can.
Get out. Orthodoxy to me is awesome. I love Orthodoxy. I know some people like Catholicism. Fine. I don't know much. I don't love post-Vatican II Catholicism. That's why I chose Orthodoxy, but I'm not going to knock them. But all this other, I mean, I know some Lutherans are pretty awesome. Like, they don't like their whatever's happening with the gayification of their church, right? We got Stone Choir, who's awesome. So I'm not going to do any of this kind of divisive stuff. I believe that Orthodoxy is the right way. That's why I'm in it, right? And it's the thing that gives me the most peace in the sense that this is real. But those groups are going to know the truth. And if your preacher starts talking about how we have to do this for this tiny nation state in the Middle East, you're in a cult that's being funded by people who hate you and want you to be dead or a slave.
That's one of the craziest charts where they show like what members of a religious group think about other members of other religious groups.
Yes.
And when you ask evangelicals what they think about Jews, it's like 99% of them are like, they're our best friends.
Yeah.
It's the biggest approval rating of all the evangelicals. They love Jews more than anybody else. If you ask the Jews, it's the exact opposite.
Yeah, they think they're
evangelicals. There's like 0% of them, you know, see them favorably, and it's the lowest out of all of them. It's like you are in an abusive relationship. Do you understand? Like, you should get out. You are not respected or loved by the partner that you are pouring yourself out to. So
also, why are you pouring yourself out to them and not to God? You know, and seriously, here's the thing. When I walked into an Orthodox church about 4 years ago for the first time, I was shocked because 85% of the church service was about God.
Right.
And I want to say less than 15% was about us.
Right.
Me. And I walked in there like, hey, aren't you going to talk to me? Aren't you going to tell me something? I need something. And that's the experience with most churches is 95% is about you. Here's what you're doing. Here's how to be good. Here's how we're great. That's wrong. That's the wrong focus. That's like being in a New Age cult or another Buddhist meditation where you reflect on yourself. Yeah, when you go to a church, it should be about God. It 100%. Should be about Jesus, because that's what we're missing. I'm not missing information about me. I'm with me all the time. And I was like appalled, but there was something that I was like, I'm a woman and I like to be abused. And I'm like, they're neglecting me. This is a good place for me to be. You
should give them my attention and love.
But I went back and I realized that what they were doing was applying a salve of healing to the soul. If you go into a hospital and they keep looking at your illness and your illness and your illness, it's like, okay, but what about the medication?
Right.
That's how I feel. You go to these other churches, it's like the illness. You go into Orthodox and probably Catholicism, it's the medication. It's the balm to your soul is establishing a relationship with God, and that's what they're doing. And it takes a lot. You know, you can't just go there once and be like, I'm healed.
Yeah.
You know, it just takes a lot. It takes a lot. It's a journey.
I completely agree with you, but then I just look at the like political situation. It's like, we don't have time for that. We don't have time for everybody to get
everything,
right with God. We got to act now. Like,
everything happens in God's time.
I agree.
You understand? Listen, Harrison, we have no power.
True.
Are you going to stop this? Are you going to go up against Bibi Netanyahu?
If I had a way to, I absolutely would.
This is what we got.
Yeah.
We are in this. They are over there doing their demonic rituals with these Epstein clients and the underground sex escapades. And we're over here like, well, I don't really know if God's real. It's like going into a war and not having any weapons or a shield.
Yeah. Well, and the weird thing is you got, Jews in Israel that half of them don't even believe in God. And yet they're somehow like more faithful than Christians are. They seem to have more faith in, you know, like God's blessing to them than people that actually believe in God. I just wonder how we like reinvigorate the strength of Christianity. Because Christianity, in my opinion, is obviously right.
It starts with you. It starts with you.
Being less tolerant. I need to
being
be less tolerant.
Being more racist. It starts with you being more racist
but
against Indians.
Right, but how do we? No, but we need to like elucidate or like connect the values to like the actual outcomes. Actually, I want to go to a clip
sure.
here.
Give me your question.
Well, this is Fishback. James Fishback, obviously running for.
Oh, shout out James Fishback.
He's awesome, right? And so he's doing what I think we need to do, and I think like he represents sort of the best, in my opinion, path forward so far is like. Non-politicians coming out of nowhere, taking a stand, just
fully agree,
spitting right back in the journalists' faces, and promoting like not just Christianity, but like the traditional Christian values that actually made for a better life. We've lost those, and nobody has like made the argument that like this is why things are getting worse. That's what James Fishback does on clip 8. So let's go to clip 8. Short, brief speech he gave yesterday, and then I'll get Leonardo Joni's comments on the other side. Let's watch.
40 yes. years Whoa. Old. If you are delayed in buying a home until 40, you're delayed in getting married until 40. You're delayed in having kids till 40.
Oh,
your entire existence, our entire faith, our calling to be fruitful and to multiply is being compromised and squandered by the corporatist establishment. The same people, the Koch brother establishment Republicans. They wanted an open border because they wanted cheap labor. The Democrats wanted an open border because they wanted cheap voters.
So that's James Fishback, again, you know, far right candidate, but laying out like this is what's gone wrong. It's not even that like it's impossible now to have a family. It's just you push it back 10 years and then another 10 years and suddenly it is impossible or it soon will be. So, again, I think he's doing a great job of just like getting back to the basics and just saying what's obvious. Like,
it's a predominantly white country if you accept Albanians as white. That's on you.
For now, I like how you put it on Alex's show. Things got so bad. White people are in such trouble. We're accepting Mediterraneans,
That's
Albanians.
On you. If you want to accept us as white, we will.
We'll take it.
You.
We'll take it.
You buy some cheap land, have a lot of white babies there, raise your army in the hills of the Illyrians, the tribes that launched all the wars. You know, that's where the founder of Troy came
from. Where you want to be, yeah.
Raise those children in those mountains and bring them back to reconquer this land. That's my plan.
See, you think like I do. You're a strategic thinker. That it's like, yeah, we're too spread out. We got to consolidate, get a power base, and then expand from there.
And
it's like
just
we had a magic wand.
You know, it'll help because Albania no longer a majority Muslim country.
How'd you pull that off?
Atheism.
Oh, all right.
well, the atheism happened through communism, and then
right.
post-communism, people were starting to ask questions, and Orthodoxy is growing there, and Catholicism. So,
and how weird is that? That in the Eastern Bloc countries, that where they tried desperately to like literally crush and drive out Christianity, and they succeeded for like decades. You know, no Christianity there, and yet nowadays. It's the West that's just completely collapsed, degeneracy, just being invaded and dead. Meanwhile, it's Poland and these Eastern countries that have recaptured Christianity. It's
well, who's
weird.
The most resilient against the virus? Those who have already been inoculated
True.
Through exposure. This is why. This is why Albanians will not do things like turn their family members into the state on account of political views. They'll never stop talking to you on account of political views. They might stop talking to you if you date outside your race.
We're not complaining about that.
But they won't stop talking to you because you have different political views. It's not even a thing.
They've seen what that does.
Yeah. And they're totally anti-communism. They hate the guy who was a communist. They hate their current president because he's a traitor. So they, you know, and you see this in Croatia, you'll see it in Poland, you see it in Hungary, you see it in Russia, you see it in these places that have had the exposure. America, with these college, you know, educated, upper class kids who just had their brains totally warped by constant propaganda, yep, have no idea. But I think what you're saying is right. You know, it's like, get right with God and then figure out what your particular action steps are. Not everybody's going to be running for politics, right?
Right.
Maybe you want to do some racist comedy. Maybe that's the way you're going to help.
It's actually a career path these days.
Maybe
it's
that's amazing. What you want. Maybe you want to make a bunch of T-shirts telling fat girls to back off. Okay? Maybe that's your thing. But that's why I say the first step is getting right with God, because he knows where you're going to be the most effective.
Yeah.
He's going to start getting you there, you know, and he'll get you there in the time you need to be there. I mean, who knew that I was going to be the voice against India? Who knew?
Who knew? You know, when humanity needs a champion, a hero rises. That's the way it works.
That's the way it is. And we need to be preparing ourselves. You know, we need to be preparing ourselves spiritually, physically. Get your fat asses off and run. Go to the gym. Do some push-ups. I don't want to hear anything.
You know, it's funny. Somebody said about the Eastern European countries. I didn't grab the video. I didn't think I was going to play it today. I grabbed like 100 videos. This wasn't one of them. But I think it was Slovakia, and it was like 20 refugees arrived. First 20 refugees ever. And the Slovakians are out there like trying to burn it down and like waving Slovakian flags and forcing them out. And it's like, that's kind of how you have to be.
That's how you gotta be.
The downfall of Europe and the European diaspora has been this incremental, just like, 20 people's not that many. And all their family wants to come? Well, I don't want to separate them from their family. And it's like, it sucks, but you got to just have a hard line. It's like, we got to throw
the kids in the ocean. That's what we're talking about. Sink the rafts.
I mean, they
could
just knock them.
Women and children first. No, but
seriously, there's got to be a hard line, especially with things like immigration, where it's just like, we're not hurting you. We're not coming to your place and hurting you. You just can't come in.
This is the reality. Let's just deal with the reality. Would these people be coming if we hadn't been used as the strong arm to destroy their countries? Because every time we have a war with a country, it seems like we get their refugees. We got the Somalians after the war with Somalia. We got the Afghans after the war with Afghanistan. Now we're getting the Iranians. We got the Haitians after the earthquake in Haiti, where we sent all these people to go help them. And what they did was just bring them over here. So the fact of the matter is, you know, when people want to be like, yeah, but Iran's got like nuclear, we got to bomb them. It's like, if that was the case, then why aren't we bombing Israel? Because they have nukes that they don't let us inspect. So True. Why aren't we doing that? Oh, it's different. Why? They don't share their information and they threatened us with the Samson option. So
it's actually worse. Yeah.
But the fact is, like, if you're going to go in there, and what we did, you know, in South America with the United Fruit Company, and we're going to get their refugees. So you got to let people have their land. God gave everybody their countries. Let them. Stop sending aid. We don't need you. It's like putting fertilizer on shit. Cut it out.
Yeah, it's this weird inverted empire where we spend all of our money and treasure to go help everybody else. Like, it just makes no sense.
Well, we're not going to help everybody else.
We're definitely not helping ourselves, right?
We're not helping ourselves, but we're helping the people that rule this nation to get richer, to go in and exploit these nations and take their money and take their resources and set the prices. That's what we did with the United Fruit Company. We wanted to make sure the bananas didn't go up 5 cents or whatever it was, so that the people that run our food importing companies can continue making the billions of dollars that they want to make.
Which is the same thing, same case with offshoring big tech to China.
At least, you know, all the Roman wars, they let the soldiers loot and plunder. Even our soldiers just give their lives and they're sold some BS goy slop about ask for the freedom. And they die, these innocent men and women die, and it's heartbreaking to watch what happens to their families. Because so some rich bastards can continue to get rich. And in this case situation, I think what they're trying to do is establish a global surveillance network so there is no place anyone can run.
Right.
You will be under the totalitarian system, which is satanic.
Yep. Yeah, it's a straight-up Mark of the Beast system. I mean, I think it's, like, weird if you aren't like caught up to this yet. Like, at this point, everybody in America should understand this. You have to, like, really be trying to avoid the truth if you don't get, you know, where all of this goes at this point.
Don't you think it's crazy coincidence that in the book of Revelation, they predict that Satan will establish a system of total dominance and control where no one will be able to even buy or sell without compliance with something that they call the mark, okay? And we can all argue about whatever that is. This is predicted 2,000 years before anything like that could even be imagined. You couldn't even imagine something like that because you're, at that time, you're like, well, I'll just go to Africa and like deal with the hordes there, right? But they predict this, and then everything in our society is people who want such total dominance. You can feel it. They want to crush the human spirit with total tyrannical control. And you go, this is evil. And I know, even if I don't know whether Satan exists, I know that this is of the same spirit because the force I can feel behind it is one of evil that wants so much control over every last detail of humanity, which, by the way, that's what the Bible says that Satan wants. And everything that they sell is an inversion of it, right? Because they tell you that this is about freedom and this is about safety. And it's like, if it was literally Satan standing in front of you, you knew who he was and he's telling you that, you'd be able to go, oh, this guy's a liar because I know he hates me and he wants me. I've been told, right? So, but when they do it under these, all these masks and all these covers as government, you fall for it a little bit. Because you're like, oh, yeah, but you got to remember, wait a second. These are the same people who wished a winter of death on anyone who didn't take the clot shot.
Right.
And they're telling me that they care about me and they care about my freedom. I should not believe this.
Yeah, it's funny like that. If we could get more people just to stop being suckers, like that's all it is.
Stop being suckers. And because a lot of people just like their comfort creature luxuries, and this is the way that you are going to be enslaved. And frankly, you deserve it.
Yeah.
If you are willing to give up your freedom because you want Uber Eats, you are a slave.
You're making that choice. It's like Kanye said.
Which brings me back to what I said. Raise your children in the mountains of Albania and make them Illyrian warriors.
I mean, there's something to that. You should write a book. You should write a homeschooling book that can only take place in the mountains of Illyria. We'll be back with Leonardo Joni on the other side. Leonardo is fun. E on X. More in 4 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it. I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62, that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these... And fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this. How to put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think of methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealvinshowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealvinshowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, thealvinshowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue. And iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealvinshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I'm in studio with Leonardo Joni. We're talking trash about Democrats with the microphones off, which is not the way to do our jobs. Let's do it with the microphone on.
Oh, yeah.
Dang it. Telling her about James Tallarico. We'll get into him later. I have some very important questions. Leonardo Joni is my guest. You can find her on X at Leonardo is fun E, the letter E, and LeonardoIsFunny.com.
LeonardoIsFunny.com.
Is that where they get your stylish shirts?
That's where they could get my Too Hot to Be a Feminist shirt.
Excellent.
And you could, you know, male or female. Wear
That's
it.
Right.
It's time for the fatties to know their reign of fat terror is over.
I loved your bit about how fat people used to be nice, right?
Fat people used to be nice. Fat girls used to be nice. And then the black dudes convinced them that they were hot.
Damn
and
shame.
And now we can't even talk to them.
It's these types of difficult conversations we're going to have to have.
Let me ask you something, all right? Because this is what's crazy. You know, you go to the beach and these fatties are wearing these skimpy thong bikinis out with their giant asses. They're all laying around in the sand. You walk around, you think there was an oil spill in the ocean.
Right.
There's so many whales on the sand. I remember in the 90s, you know, fat girls used to go to the beach, but they used to wear like that oversized
like a muumuu.
They used to wear that oversized T-shirt and the spandex shirts. And
they had dignity.
We could all see just how fat they were, but it was a sign of respect.
That's right.
They were telling us, I'm sorry.
They had shame.
I can't control myself, and I'm sorry, but I also want to enjoy the beach. And we were like, out to Iran, you know? Let them deal
we
with
it. Want
you, they,
everyone
Iran
to be healthy.
Iran wants oil. Send them the whales.
Send the fatties.
Send the fatties.
Look, if you want to lose weight, might I suggest thealexjonesstore.com. We have to
Don't.
If you're on Leonardo's bad side, you got to go to thealexjonesstore.com, lose some weight, slim down.
Yeah, get yourself some Ozempic. I don't care if it causes cancer. Either way, you're not going to be fat.
It's made of Gila. Gila, yeah. Thealexjonesstore.com is where you can go to look stylish and lose some weight. All right, I have some questions for you. I feel like you're the mind I need to put to this.
Let's hear it.
What do we do about the left? I keep getting these conversations where people are like, oh, the left-right divide's a distraction.
Put them in a camp. Put
all right,
in a
next
work
question.
Camp.
What do we do with the fatty? Wait, you already told
put
me.
Put them in a camp. What do we do?
Same
with the
camp,
Jews?
Different
what do we
camps.
Put them, do with the Jews? Put them in a camp.
One camp, the different camps.
The same camp.
All the same camp.
The same camp. Let's let them duke it out for the battle of supremacy.
That's what
and
we can do with Haiti.
Whoever wins, we will take as part of our tribe.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
You know.
Like a Hunger Games.
Hunger Games of the left of the fat race. Retards.
Little fights to win our approval. Okay, what do we do with the? Okay, what do you think about the left-right divide? Is this a distraction? Should we all be unified in our opposition?
The left-right divide is a real thing. However, both sides are controlled, and so you must step outside to put my Andrew Tate on. Get out of the matrix and start realizing that there is truth in both camps and falsities in both camps. And you have to discern it for yourself, and you cannot outsource your thinking to a group. If you are having tribal loyalties right now, like I'm a Republican no matter what, you're in a cult. Get out. Okay? We have to deal with the reality that the left is a real created enemy on our own soil of our own people. We can look at the Spanish Civil War for what Franco did. Oh, he was a fascist. Shut up. I don't care. He ended brutality against the Christians, and he was one of the only successful right-wing responses to Marxism.
Yeah.
And what he did was he took out their top brass, he arrested people, and once you did that, the other guys who were just sheep following along changed.
Yeah.
And they were like, and he gave him an opportunity. He wasn't like, we're just going to kill you, all of you. He gave him an opportunity to change and get on the right side. And if they did, they were fine.
He was kind of like the classic model of like the Roman dictator, where it was like a crisis moment. You put somebody in charge. He serves for a certain amount of time to deal with the issue. And then you go back to the way you were. And it's funny you bring up Spain, because that was exactly where I was leading with my question, because this dichotomy is like everywhere now, and I don't know how to deal with it. You've got things like this. Spain permanently withdraws ambassador as rift with Israel deepens. Spain permanently withdrew its ambassador to Israel on Tuesday as a diplomatic standoff worsened between the two countries over Spain's opposition to the U.S.-Israeli attacks on Iran. So they're like—
And that's because Spain is totally communist right now. That's why they're against the U.S. attacks.
That's the problem, is that like you see Spain doing this, and it's like, yes, finally, somebody's standing up against tyranny.
Use the tools you got.
Okay, but at the same time, these are the people that are giving amnesty to 500,000 people, Spain to launch tool that will monitor hate speech on social media and latest crackdown. So it's like, on one hand, you've got the warmongering, psychopath, murderous, genocidal freaks beholden to Israel. And on the left, you've got a bunch of
genocidal freaks
that hate white people and want to silence everybody. Yeah. Like, we're stuck in the middle. It's
beholden
insane.
Beholden to the Jewish Marxist ideology. So,
right.
I think there are some good right-wing nationalists in Spain, in Portugal, in the UK. You know, we've got, what's his face in the UK? Rupert Lowe.
Oh, yeah, Rupert Lowe. Restore
right?
Britain. Yeah.
Restore Britain. You know, we got Steve Laws. Steve Laws is awesome. I know Steve doesn't think the Albanians are white. I still love you, Steve. Don't care. Don't care. And I'll debate you on that. And I'll prove to you we are the OG whites. We got the Illyrian DNA up in this piece. I'm not doing a lot for arguing that we're white by talking black.
Right yeah, now. Yeah, that's not
But me. It doesn't matter. Okay? I love Steve Laws, and I want the UK to be British, not Indian.
Oh, well, we can get
And I don't want the UK to be Albanian either. I know you guys got some of our not-so-good Turkish brothers who are posing as us. Kick them out!
Well, UK's got a whole got its own set of problems, but I mean, this is a universal thing, right? It's here in America too. It's you know how many people are running you know for Congress right now that are like you hear them on Israel and you're like finally somebody with a head on their shoulders, and then they're like and my number one plan is to let rapists out of prison, and you're like what the hell are we supposed to do with this?
Well, I mean, this is why you need strong white right wing men in your coalition and women. We can help by calling fatties out. This goes back to, listen, don't let the fatties represent you, okay? The fatties are playing a genetic warfare strategy on you. Let me break this down for the dummies who don't understand. All you hot bitches who are getting knocked up and aborting your children, it's what the fatties want. You know why? Nobody's pumping up the fatties with a baby.
It's true.
And the fatties know that they have a limited chance for the survival of their fat DNA. And if you hot women keep having hot babies with hot guys, these fatties aren't going to be able to get children who can compete with your offspring.
This is a natural selection.
So this is a strategy of fat, ugly bitches to win the genetic warfare thing by getting hot, capable people to self-select out of the gene pool, and then these fatties can have their mongrel fat children take over, and then those are the only children around, and so they win the genetic warfare. Hot ladies, shut up, get a right-wing man, let him lead, have some babies, stay home and raise them so that the government doesn't make them gay.
So true. It's like, and who would argue with that? It's like the best option ever. It's like, what are you going to go do? Be a boss woman, leave your kid with someone that doesn't even speak English for 8 hours a day so
Seriously.
You can work in a cubicle? No, stay home.
And most of you aren't boss bitches. Let's be honest. Most of you are in middle-level marketing, sending passive-aggressive emails because Stacey wore a skirt that was too short and it made all the law partners at the law firm get a boner and it made you angry because they never looked at you that way. Okay?
You could be finger painting.
When you could be home with a level 6 man who loves you more than anything else. Now, you'll never get a 10, and you have to accept that about yourself because you're taking yourself out. And don't be mad at the hot women because all the hot dudes want to bang them. Let them.
So the fat women, they're like the birds that push the other birds' eggs out of the
nest. That's what they're doing. That's an excellent metaphor, Harrison. You got it.
And that's feminism.
You got a bunch of fat birds swooping into your nest, and they're ugly. A lot of them are ugly or fat or both.
Right.
God help those ones. And they go in and they push your eggs out of the nest and actually get you to do it to be like, you can be free.
Right.
And then you don't have any DNA surviving.
That's what it is. You want to be a real bird, push your eggs out of the nest.
Exactly.
It's like no bird would fall
exactly.
for that.
Exactly. Women need to understand that women do not support women.
Yeah.
So if they're coming out and they're saying, women, we support women, they're lying to you. It's deception, okay? Look how well they support you when you want to keep your mixed race baby, huh? And how well they support you when you want to get rid of your pure Aryan 10-eyed baby, right? They want to get, they support you on that. But what happens when you want to keep the baby? What happened to that ballerina who was married to the JetBlue executive and stayed home to homestead and had 8 beautiful, picturesque blonde children? What happened? All the banshees came out like, our strategy's not working.
It's true. Yeah. Well, yeah, it is all just sort of narcissism meets self-hatred. Like, it's this weird combination
it's
of, like,
evil.
Yeah.
It's pure evil.
Of, like, I'm suffering, so now you have to suffer, too.
It is pure evil, you know? And why would I be telling women this? Because I should be, like, I should be encouraging it. No, it's because the dumb women are having the babies and the hot women are not having the babies. And if I have a baby, I want my baby to have hot babies to have a hot baby with. You understand?
I do. Absolutely, I do. The supply is dwindling. I mean, seriously, though, it's like a third of Generation Z just wasn't born,
yeah,
or half or something.
Aborted, I mean,
it's completely disgusting.
And how much of it wasn't born because they decided not to have babies?
Yeah. Again, that's what James Fishback was pointing to, where even if you want to have kids, often just to feel like financially stable, you feel like you have to push it back till you're 30.
That's
and then,
where I say, trust God to provide. OK, if he could bring manna down from heaven, he can help you figure out how to get money on the table, how to get food on the table. And that's the truth.
That's your ancestors had babies in like the Utah desert in a covered wagon. I think you can handle it.
Like, you can handle it. Why is everybody so soft and weak and gay?
It's true. Why is everybody so soft and weak and gay? Again, I feel like there's something I'm missing. It's like the fat people do they want everybody else to be fat, or are they just mad
at
themselves?
They want everybody else to be fat, because if everybody's fat, then no one's fat. Understand?
That makes sense. Like Wally.
And then exactly. And so it's that misery loves company. And also, like, they do hate themselves. Look, as somebody who struggled with a compulsive overeating disorder, food is incredibly addictive. And the country that we live in does not make it easy for us. There's constant food cues, constant food cues. So if you have a genetic predisposition to it, I do. OK, I come from a fat family. You will be more susceptible to that than anyone else. And it's hard. It is hard. OK, so at a certain point, once you get to the point that of those women, you've lost all control. Your body just takes over. So that's why I think like Ozempic's a great thing, because some of these people, like, I mean, they're literally fighting their own survival DNA. And if you can help them, help them. They don't have, maybe don't have to be on it forever. I don't know how it goes.
Yeah.
But that's better than dying of diabetes and heart disease and being ashamed of yourself. And also the other thing I'll say is embrace the difficulty. Things that are hard are rewarding. And this is one of the reasons we don't have kids, is it's hard. Okay, but it's also incredibly rewarding. Things that are easy leave you feeling empty and shallow and without any purpose. Yeah, you could just go pick up a donut, but how do you feel after?
Yeah.
Not great. But, you know, you go to the gym, that was hard, and you come home, you've accomplished something.
And it's weird. It's one of those, like, literal, just like, it's just the way God made the world. It's like the hard thing is like always going to be the better thing. It's just,
I think he did that for our own betterment,
because
I think struggle is character forming. Hardship makes you into a worthy man or a worthy woman, and ease and comfort destroy. I mean,
seriously,
you just see it. You just see it. So we have to choose the struggle. And we're in the struggle right now. So everybody who wants to black pill, I don't know what I gotta do. Choose the struggle.
Absolutely. Well, and also know that the reason everything's getting crazy right now is because we're winning. It's because, like, from the Epstein list release to just the way the conversation's happening on X right now.
We're getting some wins.
Yeah.
We're getting some wins. Don't everybody get
complacent. The losing has slowed down,
I'll
say.
The losing has slowed down.
But doesn't it feel like they've lost the initiative? It feels like the powers that be are, like, scrambling at this point in a way that they never
reactive.
Have before.
They're very
reactive. And they
reactive.
Never are that before.
I don't think they ever thought that they were going to lose control of the narrative the way they have.
Exactly.
But you got to don't underestimate your enemy, and don't underestimate their arrogance and their hubris and the fact that they will push beyond anything that you would expect. Like, you just, whatever you
right.
think you would never do, that's what they'll do.
Yeah, absolutely. And but they've always relied on just, like, their strategy is setting the stage. They, you know, dictate what
that's
reality
right.
is, and then we have to respond to it. And by the time we get our handle on what's going on, they're introducing a new thing. Now it seems like first it was Bill Gates going, oh no, that email, it wasn't about me. And then later it's like, okay, I was with some Rush people. And I'm like, this is not a, like, strategy they're rolling out. They are reacting to unexpected things.
It's reactive
yeah.
to us. We've actually launched an offensive war on them, as opposed to being reactive and defensive. And shout out to Alex Jones, because he did a great job fighting the narrative on his own for a long time, because it used to just be ABC, Fox News, you know, everything that CNN and Alex. We didn't have all these alternative voices saying what's going on. And we had Bill Hicks, who some of you might believe is the same person. And we had the guy who wrote A Pale Horse, Behold a Pale Horse.
Bill Cooper,
right? So we had these small dissonant voices, but we didn't have a platform with voices, having hundreds of thousands of people listening to them. And we do, and that's why they're launching their Eighth Front War, which Harrison did a great job making that video that they keep trying to suppress. There he is with Bill Hicks. This doesn't prove
anything. That's not
anything.
A real picture. That's
that
not a real picture.
That doesn't disprove anything. We got the same guy.
I don't believe it. You're obviously exactly right. I mean, Twitter opening has absolutely changed the game. I mean, even just from That's pretty close.
Alex, you got some explaining to do.
from Pizzagate in 2016, where like it was 4chan and like maybe a few people on X, but now it's just like the Epstein file comes out and it's 10 million people using AI to write code to go through it. I mean, it's so awesome how much this movement is growing, how much is being exposed. They are scrambling to deal with it. Because that's the other thing to understand. You're exactly right. You don't underestimate them. You never think that they're down and out. You never say, well, this is it for them, because they will set off a nuke or they will do something insane. Never put it past these people. But at the same time, they're reacting to us. They're on the back foot. They're scrambling to deal with the things we're introducing. And they're human at the end of the day. They aren't supernatural. Well, they are mortal beings. They are mortal beings.
Are shape-shifting third-dimensional demons.
There's that debate, too. As far as we know and have ascertained through science, they are human beings. They have to contend with human will. Because that's the other thing is people will just think, well, these people are in charge of everything. And anything good happens, that's actually a bad thing in disguise. But no, good things can happen. We can defeat them. They are human. They can be outmaneuvered, outflanked, and defeated.
Well, look at what happened with the clot shot, right? They wanted to roll out the, passport ID and everything. But people, there was enough of a population resisting. They didn't want you to know that it was happening, but it was. So now they're going to roll out the digital ID, digital surveillance, digital currency. It's very, very important that you resist and you endure hardship. I don't want to hear, but I'm going to lose my, I don't want to hear it. Because you got to figure out, if you make some kind of compromise with them, you're robbing from Peter to pay Paul. Mm. Okay? And I don't know how that applies in this, but it sounded good. So
I like it. I'm in favor of it.
But what I'm saying is, don't do that, because you're bartering your future.
Yep.
Of when you won't be able to say no, and you won't be able to have,
That's the thing. They never are satisfied. You can never give them what they want. I think you liked my tweet where I said, they think you're suckers for helping them. And a lot of people were guessing who I was talking about. I'm like, everybody.
Oh, yeah. This applies to every group. This applies to the Indians. This applies to the Somalians. This applies to the Israelis. This applies to the Haitians. This applies to every group thinks you're a sucker for helping them.
Just don't be a sucker. And it's like, you can be loving, you can be good, but you're not a good person for being taken advantage of.
Charity starts at home, folks.
Yeah.
Charity starts at home. So you're doing all this stuff for all these people that hate you and want to kill your progeny. Why don't you start at home? Hey, boomers, why don't you help your kids get a loan for their house?
And also, fight back. Don't take it on yourself, right? Because you're right when you say, like, hey, that might be hard and, like, that's worth it. Certainly, like, for the clot shot, I was, like, yelling at family members, being like, you gave in. What the hell's wrong with you? Like, you can't give in. But you also don't have to take it on yourself. Think like these other groups of people. Like, I'm sick of the white Christian reaction of, like, oh, the school's teaching homosexuality. I guess I better homeschool and just, like, guess I better retreat. Ah, darn it, this is hard for me. It's like, no. Go yell at the school. Go get in the principal's face and say, you are removing this from the curriculum or I'm not leaving and I'm bringing the local news with me. Get loud and don't let them abuse
you. Very smart.
Right?
Yeah, I fully agree with that. Fully agree with that,
I feel like
and do the same thing when they bring black kids into your kids' class.
I think we lost that one, unfortunately. I think we got to give up on school segregation. Although, there's an argument to be made for that, too, to be honest.
You go to the hills of Albania, and you can say whoever you don't want to come in can't come in.
That's so funny.
Come on in.
I mean, Well, it's funny. I mean, the school system is still segregated for all intents and purposes. If you go to public school, at least where I did in Houston, I mean, the regular classes are black, the GT classes are white. It's like actually as segregated. It actually would make more sense to have two schools.
I know. But that's why Mamdani and crew wanted to get rid of the
gifted and talented stuff. Yeah,
gifted and talented stuff, because it was revealing the great disparity, and it was allowing for whites to have some semblance of segregation, but also because then they were trying to do these DEI quotas and push in people of other races in there, and they couldn't keep up, and it was revealing that, and then they had to like dumb down the whole curriculum to the dumbest person in class, and everybody's like, well, why am I doing this?
This is like the best example of a time where you just need to put your foot down.
Yep.
They go, oh, well, you know, it looks like the black kids aren't doing quite as well, and so maybe we need to reorganize.
Maybe you need to put them in another class.
Yeah, you just need to go, no, we're not doing that. Sorry. Like, they need to, you know, we can help them. Do they need extra tutoring? Like, we can provide that. But this, like, the first time somebody's like, maybe we should get rid of grades for equality. Like, somebody in that room just should have been like, no, we're not doing that.
Right.
Next suggestion.
Yeah,
like, why can we not put our foot down on things like that?
When they were like, oh, maybe we should bring in Mexicans, somebody should have said, no, we're not doing that.
We don't need them.
We don't need more.
Why would we want them? It doesn't make any sense. But genuinely, like, how did everything become this way? It's like, you know, there's a meme going around now, but every month or so you hear something that's like, a new bill is passing to disallow foreign immigrants to have the nuclear codes. And it's like, why did this ever get, like, what? How is this? How did we get here? How did we get here and how do we get back?
Well,
this is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's true. I think, again, Harrison, the answer starts with fat bitches. When women get fat, men don't want to fight for them. So this is why.
Interesting.
All the men saw were a bunch of fat whales yelling at them, talking about their rights. And they were like, I'm not going to, you know, go to war for that. And then the men were like, well, I'm going to become soft now, too, because clearly she wants to dominate. And now you got men who are manicuring their beards and like putting like lip gloss on. And you're like, all right, this is where we're at now, because the women stopped being women, so the men became women.
It's very true.
Upside down. And I don't know if it was chicken or the egg. You know, maybe the men, gave up territory first because there was so much of a demand. And it was the women under this coalition of Marxists, of course. But they ceded ground because they need a masculine force to go, no, we're not making the kids gay.
It's true. Where is the mother bear instinct also in all of this? That's what I want to know.
Seriously, you know,
like that's the weirdest part, is that we literally have just been groomed into just not defending ourselves against things. And that really is the, I think, the ultimate, you know, thing to understand, which is why I'm always like, you know, stop being suckers. It's like, just stop letting people screw you over. Just stop being a victim. Just when people are lying to you, just look them in the eye and go,
you're lying.
You're
to
full
me.
Of crap. I'm yeah. not buying it. Sorry. I don't care what you say. People really want to be liked, and that's destroying everything. Leonarda Joni. Leonarda is fun. E on X. LeonardaIsFunny.com. You can get her very cool shirts, but only if you are actually too hot to be a feminist, or married, or dating somebody who's too hot to be a feminist.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being with us. This is great. Down with the fatties. You heard it here first, folks. We'll be right back.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain. And they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer, is worms. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where it put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record, good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue. And I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. But this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with ethylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexhillstore.com. It's T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexhillstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexhillstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexhillstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.